This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
We're back with another episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. And today we're going to start out with one of the sexiest people in Bachelor Nation. Ashley, would you agree with me?
Yes, the most sexy, the hottest, most beautiful face, and the kindest, warmest soul, Jared!
Jared!
We're ready for you!
Hello?
He's here.
I'm here.
Jared, thanks for coming on. I'm going to take a step away. I'm going to let you two handle this. I know you have something really exciting you want to tell everybody that at the Almost Famous family about. And Ashley, I know that you're sitting right next to Jared, which makes you interviewing him a lot easier.
I'm just letting you know, based on what you said, it sounds like we're about to announce a baby.
Well, that's okay. Are you?
No.
Then what are you announcing?
All right, so tomorrow night, Help I Suck at Dating, me, Dean Ungler, we have our first ever live podcast. That's right. We waited till a pandemic to do our first live podcast, which is why we're doing it virtually. Now, it's going to be awesome. You guys can come on the podcast, ask us questions, whatever you want to ask us. You talk to Dean, you talk to me, you can ask if Dean's married, you can ask if him and Kaylin are planning to get married, you can ask Ashley and I anything you really want. Ask us about dating, relationships, that's the whole point.
It's I'm on too.
Well, seeing how we live together, you'll probably make a cameo. So what you want to do is you want to go to HiSad/Tixar.com.
That is. Wait a second. HiSad? Is that your acronym?
That would be Help I Suck at Dating. Unfortunately, we don't have an AF, all right? We're not fancy like you two. We have a long name, okay?
HiSad.
HiSad. So you go to HiSad.Tixar.com. That is HiSad.Tixar.com. It's $10 just to get into the podcast. But if you want a pretty awesome Help I Suck at Dating camo beanie, which Dean and myself both rock, and let me tell you, they're spectacular.
It says
$30.
Hashtag suck army.
That's what we call our audience.
And my parents were like, Jared, what?
Yeah, that's probably best thing to show your wife's dad.
Well, once I told them what it meant, you know, you just need a little explanation. But it's, you know, listen, suck army. That's what, you know, we call the listeners to the podcast. Yeah. It's suck
it's
army, baby.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah, so if you listen sure to is. Help I Suck at Dating, you'll understand the inside joke of hashtag suck army. So you for $30, you get the beanie and a ticket. Or if you just want to stop by, ask some questions, talk to us on the podcast, it'll be a great time. It's $10. Once again, the website is HiSad.Tixar.com, HiSad.Tixar.com.
Whew! Okay, good job being an auctioneer. His guests tomorrow are Taylor Nolan, who we'll be having on the podcast in a very short bit, Mike Johnson, and Evan Bass.
That is correct. All three people will be on the podcast. And that's all I really have to say
about
that.
Okay, well, should we give them some juicy dish into our relationship to make them feel like this is something that they do want to listen to? Like,
no. If you want some juicy dip, is that what you called it?
Dish.
Dish. Oh, I thought you meant like dip, like you're dipping a chip in there.
I don't know why I thought that. Let's change the expression to juicy dip because that is way better than that's a better visual than juicy dish.
Yeah, I'm thinking of salsa. Anyway, what was I saying? It's going to be a great time.
What are you going to, like you said? No,
oh,
you
no, we don't want to give any juicy quote-unquote dish on us, because if you want juicy dish on our relationship, just tune into the live podcast tomorrow night and then you can get all and then you can ask us whatever you want.
All right,
and that's it.
Let me let me interrupt you here, because Ashley and I did a live podcast just a few weeks ago. It was a really awesome experience. Ashley called me afterwards and we were talking, like, that's just it's a lot of fun. Because you get to interact with the people listening to the show. You get to actually answer and clarify some of the things you've said in the past. And I think the best part is you get to spend a little bit of time with the people who have invested so many hours into listening to your voice. They get to see your face and see your reaction. Jared, have you? I just want to be clear. You've never done this before, right?
No, we've never done a live podcast. We've talked about it after we saw you guys do the live podcast up in San Francisco.
Jared, are you okay?
I have something stuck in
my
throat.
You have like a you got
I'm
like
I'm lying down in an awkward position right now.
He's been like Kramer for the past 4 minutes, just like
gets excited, Ashley.
I'm excited. And also, I got a text from producers saying, like, make sure you get the energy up. And I'm getting the energy up, baby. And the energy is going to be up tomorrow night, too.
It's the summer of Castan, Georgia.
It's the summer of George, babe. Good God.
Well, here's the thing. If you're interested in hearing from Mike Johnson, Taylor Nolan, Evan Bass, Ashley Iaconetti, Dean Ungler, and Jared Havon, go to Help I Suck at Dating Live. Again, the link is this, HISAD.TIXR.com. Tickets are $10. But as Jared mentioned, if you want an amazing beanie to represent the Suck Army, it's $30. So that's all you get. You get a great beanie and you get to meet them on the podcast. August 18th is the day. Make sure you tune in 5:30 Pacific time. The Help I Suck at Dating live podcast. Jared, you're the man. Ashley, I'll be watching you guys tomorrow night. Hey, thank you.
You're the man, just for clarity. And you look great, by the way. You the beard on point. You're a stud.
I'm growing up.
I know. He just compliments Ben every time he sees him.
He's very easy to compliment. And just before I go, I just want to bounce off what you said, Ben, about the listeners, the people that listen to the podcast, listen to all our podcasts and follow us on Instagram. Just always know that we appreciate you, and specifically to people who listen to Help I Suck at Dating. Like, I can't tell you how much it means to myself and Dean, the idea that people listen to us on a weekly basis, just spewing my nonsense. So don't ever think that I am not immensely grateful for every single one of you guys. So,
awesome.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Okay, thanks, Jared. So, yeah. It's funny because every time somebody comes up and is like, oh my gosh, I love Almost Famous. I'm like, that's so sweet. And then Jared's like, if in case you wanted to, you know, listen to a new podcast, make it part of your life, I have one called Help I Suck at Dating.
Well, it's been a podcast that's been around for a while. They have had great success. I've listened to many of their episodes because their insights. Now, here's the thing. This is going to come off so mean, but it's your husband, so I feel like I can say this to you.
Oh, you can make fun of him so much. Please
well,
do.
The concept of Help I Suck at Dating, we've talked about it. It doesn't really make sense because he's married to you. Dean's in a very successful relationship. But you listen to the insights of the podcast, and I've learned a ton. Or if I haven't learned from them, they've raised questions and topics that I want to think about. I honestly think it's worth it. And our next guest is somebody that you and I have both learned a ton from over the last few years. She has been a constant on the Almost Famous podcast. The reason is because her insights not only are sometimes very new to you and I, but they also are always very thought-provoking and thorough. She's going to be live tomorrow night. And I'll tell you this, Taylor Nolan has no boundaries on how she'll answer questions. And I love that about Taylor is you ask her a question, no matter how personal, no matter how vulnerable, she's going to answer it to the best of her ability. And she'll be live tomorrow night.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You had the nicest dedication to your friend Vanessa last week who got engaged. Can you tell us a little bit of the deets, what went into that engagement?
Yeah, her and Josh are absolutely fantastic. And I feel really, really happy that I've been able to actually develop a great friendship with Josh. I feel like he's got my back. He's always like, who are you dating? And, you know, okay, we got to find you like someone really good so we can like do double dates and stuff. But yeah, it was really, really sweet. And he had been planning it for a while and was asking for my help in it. And everything turned out perfectly. And she was super, super surprised, had no idea it was coming, and absolutely loved it. So
she was shocked. Like, this is one of those like surprise engagements. She didn't know it was coming. Did she have any clue that like a ring was even purchased?
I will let her share that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did it take place?
They were in Quebec City.
And was it just like on like a random park? It was not like a, was it a park?
Stair? I don't really know how to describe it. It looked like a castle type of thing, but it was like, kind of like a bridge thing, I think, kind of from the photos you can tell a little bit. But it was super sweet. And he had like candles up there and like they played like music and it was really, awesome. Really, really beautiful.
Well, we're here to have you talk about your appearance on the live Help I Suck at Dating podcast, which will be tomorrow night. But I also wanted to talk to you a little bit before we get there about the upcoming GOAT episode of Nick Viall's season. Is it weird at all for Vanessa to like just be engaged and then have to watch her season back and watch her engagement to Nick?
I don't really think so, because that was recorded way before all this happened. So if anything, I think it's kind of weird that like with her update with Josh, they won't be engaged on it and they are now. But yeah.
Is it weird for you? Like, what's your emotions?
I went back and like rewatched my season, and it was definitely not as terrifying as I thought it would be, which was nice. It's a little nerve-wracking, of course, because like you're back on TV and, you know, that opens up the floodgates on everyone's opinions on everything about you in the like 30 seconds that they see. So yeah, it's been nerve-wracking.
I feel like no one who has been on the show has been excited about these GOAT episodes airing.
No, I don't think so either. It's not for most of us. I mean, even if we find love on it, or even if, you know, we make great friends from it, or even if we have a quote great edit, it still is a lot that you go through. So I don't think, yeah, I agree with you. I think most people are like, why are we doing this?
You know, I think there's the level too where like most people are thankful for it in some way, right? It's either enhanced our friendships, it's enhanced our relationships, and it's enhanced our life. But you've also, just like anybody would expect you to, you've moved on. You know, you've either found new relationships or you've started to invest into a career path that is either entertainment focused or it's not. And so to pull back, like I had to watch my GOAT episode. I don't want to watch myself in college again. Great experience. Loved every minute of it. But like if I had to watch it back, that's like horrifying. And so the same thing happens with these GOAT episodes. You know, you're watching yourself kiss again and those things. So I get it. Taylor, tomorrow, you know, you are going to be on the Help I Suck at Dating Live show. And before you came on, I was just kind of talking to Ashley offline about, you know, some of the things I really respect about you is your vulnerability. Feel like you really have been an open book, which helps everybody connect with you. Tomorrow night, what is your, when somebody's asking you these questions, is there anything off limits, or is there anything really that you're excited to talk to them about?
I mean, I appreciate the acknowledgement there and kind words, Ben. I do try my best to be an open book, obviously, with still having my own boundaries. You know, I'm not going to share anything about a partner or, you know, a past partner that I know they would be super uncomfortable with me sharing. So I don't like share any kind of private or personal information about like people that I date, unless I have their permission to. I think I'm excited to talk a little bit more about like the conversations around sex within relationships and how we go about like engaging in our sexual experiences within our relationships. I'm always excited to talk about sexuality. So I think I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
You're going to be the like the resident like sex expert tomorrow.
I mean, I'm totally happy to take that role on. I'm starting my PhD in clinical sexology in like 2-3 weeks the program starts.
Congrats.
So really, yeah, thanks. Super excited about that. But I also do want to say, just to talking about GOAT for a second, Ben, you know, I watched your GOAT episode and just have to say, like, you truly were a fantastic bachelor, and everything you said to Olivia was so heartfelt and so genuine and I think really healing. And I was just like, yeah, wow, damn, like Ben is like really a stand-up guy. He is like really thoughtful and kind. And I was just like, damn, good for you. I was like, that was really, really great.
You know, it's interesting. Cause you look back on that experience and there's so many elements to being on the show and being the bachelor or bachelorette or being a contestant. It's nerve-wracking. It's a risk. And if you summarize it all, I think looking back now, and I don't know if you'd agree or disagree, but it's like, hey, I just hope everybody that comes on the show at least either can grow or say they're glad they did it. Like the worst thing that you could do would say, hey, I took this risk to like create a story, to enhance life, to get to know myself. and it in a sense, it like ruined me. And I think for Olivia, she's one of the prime examples of somebody that, like, when you get hurt as deeply as she was hurt from the show, you know she cares. And you know, like, there's a depth inside of her that just wants to belong.
Totally.
And it really, I think even the fans' response to it that night was like, I actually, and Olivia could attest to this, like, I called her and she was crying and I was crying because I was like, no matter if I was associated with her or not, it was beautiful to see the fans' response saying, hey, Olivia, welcome. Like, we love you. That's cool. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think that every bachelor thinks about it in the way that you do, which I think was part of what, you know, I had had conversations with Nick and, you know, knowing that the GOAT is coming up and was on his show and whatnot. And, you know, his response more so to like me being sent home is just kind of like, well, I knew it didn't matter. Like, I didn't really care because I knew I wanted to be with Vanessa. And just the fact that you had this like empathy for the contestants that were on your season, I thought was just very, very kind of you, very decent of you. And I know it meant a lot to Olivia for you to like have her back in that way. And so just watching it, I was just like, wow, Ben was like actually not only a really great bachelor, but like is a real stand-up guy.
That's a great segue then to talk about where I've learned a lot in my life and been convicted a lot from. And it's something that you and I have in common, and it's definitely something I want to talk about. So you have publicly talked about and also shared with us that you're a big fan of Brené Brown, who I'm a massive, massive fan of, listen to, also read a ton from. What about Brené Brown? And for anybody out there listening, Brené Brown is an author and a speaker. She has incredible TED Talks out there, but If you just want, I'd say every person, and Ashley, I don't know if you even know of Brené.
Oh, I know all about her.
Okay. If you're listening, you're like, I've never heard of Brené Brown. I'm just going to tell you this right now. Go out there and just like Google her, watch some of the stuff. I think it's really going to like relate with a lot of us. But Taylor, what about Brené do you most like associate with, and what do you get from just reading her and thinking through what she's saying?
Yeah. So she's like the world's leading researcher on vulnerability and shame. So those are like the two big topics that that she speaks on. And it's funny because whenever people ask me why I went on the show in the first place, I usually include her in that response because her second book in like after Gifts of Imperfection, then Daring Greatly, then Rising Strong, Braving the Wilderness. I was reading Gifts of Imperfections during my program. When I finished my program, I started reading Daring Greatly. And that was when the opportunity for the show came on. And I was like, yeah, okay, how can I dare greatly in my life and like be vulnerable? And that's when I was like, you know, what better way to dare greatly and challenge myself with being vulnerable than to go on a national reality dating show and date a total stranger? So that piece to me, there's so many pieces of her work that really like resonate and stick out to me, but certainly like the most life-changing for me was taking on the like, how do I dare greatly? And that's what literally led me to going on the show.
So cool. So
very cool. So tomorrow when you're on the live podcast, we know that you have a lot of insight, whether it's vulnerability or sex. What is one thing that you feel like you still need to learn a lot about and still need to improve upon yourself to become a better dater?
Certainly, I would say sitting in my independence. I think one of the things I struggle with in relationships is when I get in one, it like becomes my whole identity. So I think navigating how to maintain your own sense of independence while in a relationship is something I'm always continuously working on. And in that, it's developing interdependence. So for me, that interdependence is kind of like what I talked about on Paradise of like being your own full puzzle. But I look at it more as like a Venn diagram now. So it's like, I'm my own full circle here and my partner is their own full circle here. And when we come together as a Venn diagram, we still are our own full people, right? But then we have this like middle space where we have interdependence, where we can rely on each other for things while still knowing that like our life and our identity exists outside of each other.
You are so fun to listen to. Where can people... No, for real. Like, I could just listen to you and not speak for a while because you're just full of knowledge. Where can people listen to you more?
I try. Thank you, Ashley. Really smart in some areas, not at all in others. The main place that people can listen to me is my podcast, which is called Let's Talk About It. I've also started a Patreon page where I'm going to be doing like bachelor breakdowns, talking about sex, doing sex Q&As, sharing like the things I'm learning in my PhD program on there, which you can also just search, I think, patreon.com/Tamoka. But on my Instagram at Tamoka is where I have like all the links in my bio for all the places that you can follow me, find me, support my work, all that good stuff.
How long will this PhD, I don't want to say class, like how long will it take you to get your process take?
The journey. Yeah.
The journey for my PhD will be about 2 years. I'm getting in at Modern Sex Therapy Institute. And so the first whole year is your coursework. And then the second year is like your dissertation and supervision. There's not a whole lot of regulation around sex therapy certification, around being a sexologist. Florida is the only state that actually has regulations around being a sex therapist. And so the institute is based there and they're licensed. And I have a friend here in Seattle who's an ASEX certified therapist who's going to be doing the program with me, which I'm really excited about. But yeah, ASEX is like the largest accreditation for sex educators, sex therapists. And, you know, that I could do, but it would take me about the same amount of time. And I was kind of like, you know, I think I want to get my PhD instead. So really excited about the program. And yeah, I'll be finished by the time I'm 30 and hopefully also be an author. Maybe.
That is goals. That's amazing.
Hey, Taylor, on behalf, and not to be cliche, thank you for daring greatly. Thank you for sharing and talking with us. Thank you for being a constant guest on the podcast. If you want to hear more from Taylor, again, check out everything she's doing that she just mentioned. But also, you have the opportunity to see Taylor, which is a gift to us all, at the Help I Suck at Dating live podcast, August 18th. You can buy tickets. They're $10. Or as Jared just mentioned a second ago, you can pay $30 and get a beanie with it at HISAD.TIXR.com. Taylor Nolan is a special guest. Taylor, thank you for coming on. Thanks for talking with us, and wishing the best in your further studies.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Taylor.
Bye. All right, well, up next, we have Bachelor Hot Topics. Ben is going to share a crazy weekend story with me, and Lauren Leyendyke is talking about her new clothing line.
Ashley, this weekend I went and hiked my first 14er in Colorado. You know what that is?
Nope.
Okay, so if you live in Colorado or anywhere near the mountains, everybody always asks you, have you done a 14er yet? Which means you've hiked and summited a mountain that's above 14,000 feet. So it's a long hike.
Whoa.
It takes about a half a day. You wake up super early to do it. It's not easy. And I did one this weekend. That's an accomplishment in itself. I'm super proud of myself for doing it. However, here is the story I want to share with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on this hike. I'm going down the mountain, and literally the trail walks alongside of like a 1,000-foot drop off. Like it's like a, I mean, it's just straight down, and the path is about, let's say, 3 to 4 foot wide. So you have enough room to walk. It's not that scary, but it's, I mean, if you go off the side, like you're going down the mountain, which happens, like people, it exists with people, right? It happens.
Okay.
So we're on this walk, and there's a ton of dogs in the walk always. But a dog gets left off its leash, and there's a mountain goat, and this dog runs off the side of a mountain right in front of us after
a
this
goat
mountain.
Runs off?
No, a dog.
What?
Yeah, somebody's puppy runs right off the side of a mountain after this goat. So we're standing there.
How did I hear goat?
Because it ran after a goat. So there's like a mountain goat.
Okay.
So this dog runs literally off the side of the mountain so far down that like you can't see it anymore. It's that steep. Like you're looking over the cliff and you can't see the dog. And this the owner is freaking out, obviously. Is super sad. And then we hear the dog bark. but it's so far down the mountain. This owner, so this represents love to me. This owner, out of pure love for their dog, literally
jumped off,
climbs down this mountainside, which is so dangerous, after their dog, and then grabs the dog, finds a dog 500 feet below them off the side of this cliff, and the dog is only staying onto the cliff by a snowbank. So there's like a snow buildup, and the dog had like fallen down to the snowbank and was sitting on it. The owner goes down, and then out of pure like fight or flight, crawls their way with their dog back up to the trail to walk it home. Right in front of us all.
No way.
Wild. Wildest day. I don't know. It's a crazy weekend.
How did this dog survive that drop?
It probably actually like ran, and it just like never fell fully. And if it fell, then it fell just a few feet, because the steepness of the cliff was like gradual until a certain point. And so they didn't, the dog, I mean, I don't know, I didn't see, but I'm assuming the dog didn't actually fall 500 feet. It ran probably, you know, 475 feet and then fell the last 25, but the dog was fine.
Totally stumbled and you know, roly-poly down the mountain.
Yeah, and then got caught up on the snowbank, and the owner was able to crawl down. It was the wildest thing.
Thank God for the snowbank.
What a wild thing to experience. I mean, my hands are sweating talking about it. Like, what a wild thing to experience in person. But that was my weekend, and obviously, Ashley, the Bachelor headlines didn't stop this weekend at all, and we have a lot to talk about. I can't wait to hear from you. Everybody always asks me, you know, what's Ashley's insight like? And I was like, it's always above and beyond anything I could ever come up with. So the first headline this week is JoJo Fletcher. Yes, JoJo Fletcher, the beloved contestant from the 20th season of The Bachelor and then The Bachelorette on season 16, is filling in for Chris Harrison as the host. I think it's probably the first time Chris has ever not hosted an episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. And she will be doing it for the next 14 days. This according to Us Weekly.
Yeah, okay, so actually Chris Harrison did have a fill-in. I think it was another former contestant who filled in for him, and this was over a decade ago. This is before I watched a show. Forgive me for not remembering what season it was. But I hear from a very inside source that JoJo was supposed to go down to La Quinta for 14 days, and this, I was told, like I was actually told this, before Harrison went on the trip to drop his kid off at college in Texas. So either they were planning on her filling in the entire time, like if he was going to go to Texas, that was the plan. He was going to have to quarantine for 14 days. It seemed a little fishy to me, though, because the other quarantines down there have not been 14 days. They've been about 7. And usually with 2 negative tests, you are able to start roaming about. And I do want to just emphasize again that it is so safe down there. You are quarantined to your room. Can't see anyone. Can't see producers, not even with a mask on. You can't go out to get food. The food is delivered to your door. And you have to have 2 negative COVID tests up the nose, 2 nostrils before walking around the campus. It's super safe. And I do believe that the producers and the cast had a quarantine for about 7 days before they started shooting. Now, why would they change that with Harrison? That he goes to Texas, drops off his kid at college, comes back, and then has to do 14 days? There's also reports that Chris wasn't very happy about that. I have no firsthand knowledge of this. But I do think it's interesting that JoJo was set before Chris came back to have a 14-day stay at La Quinta. To throw a little twist in this, while we've been recording this podcast, E.T., who I find a very reliable source in all this, as Lauren Zima, Chris Harrison's girlfriend, works there, has new pictures of the executive producer, Chris Harrison, and Claire in a red dress at La Quinta, filming with cameras and lighting around them. It could be a promo. They could be shooting a promo. But he's definitely not quarantined to his room right now. So is this a twist? Are they just trying to twist this season so much that JoJo fills in and it's fun? It's just like a new thing. It's just a new whoa moment. Or is he actually busy doing something else for the season?
So, Ashley, I think everybody's asking, is this a change in the guard for The Bachelor? Do you see this being a long-term change? Or is this really just a temporary fill-in of JoJo for just this season?
Well, what do you think? I think this is just truly a temporary fill-in. However, there's some fishy smell around it all that there's more to this to me.
That's what I'm wondering. Now, I don't think at any level Chris Harrison is close to being done with the show. And I do think JoJo is going to do a tremendous job at hosting this. It makes sense to me. However, I don't think this is a permanent thing. I don't even think it's hinted at that. It is fishy. There's still a lot to be found out. Here's the truth to it all. To sum it up, as a fan, I am so interested in this season now. I mean, there's so much chaos. It's like they took the environment and this like what the world is feeling in reality and just moved it down to Palm Springs and like hyped it up a little bit.
Oh yeah. There's never been more promotion of a season than this. And it's almost all natural promotion. And it's great because nothing else is happening in entertainment today. I also think we should mention that Claire was spotted. There's photos that have been leaked of her from her stay at La Quinta over the past week. I believe, not that I have this as factual knowledge, but from what I gather, that Claire's just going to end up staying at La Quinta and has stayed at La Quinta since she supposedly dropped out of her season early.
Yeah, I would be shocked if they would like to send Claire home. That doesn't seem like, even if she's off the season and off the show, they're going to follow up with her. They're going to do interviews with her. They're going to show whatever the progress is in her relationship. I have no doubt she's still probably down there hanging out, doing her thing. It's probably a lot easier than being the Bachelorette. But again, this is wild, and there's still a lot of unknowns. However, we do know that JoJo Fletcher is filling in for 14 days at this point for Chris Harrison. On to the next story. One of our favorites on the podcast and somebody that's come on a couple times and helped us host and also just came on for interviews. Corinne from Nick's season really came out this week and showed a lot of vulnerability and really started opening up about what it was like to be on The Bachelor. She thought her life was over after her actions on The Bachelor. Corinne mentions this on her interview with Nick, and then E! Online covered it, but Corinne and Nick sat down for a very vulnerable talk, which is obviously something that is intriguing to watch. Ashley, what do we know about Corinne, and what exactly did she say?
So she says, I acted like a psychopath. She says, I was a completely different human at the time. I tried to do whatever I could to get your attention. I think she's referring to Nick in that situation. So she did everything that she could to get Nick's attention. Everyone freaked out, but I didn't care because I got my time with him, you know, on screen, all that. She also said that there was a lot about their relationship that viewers didn't get to see, including a heartfelt letter that producers never ended up giving to Nick, but she put in their hands. She also said that she was upset because she feels like she has the qualities of a good wife and that she is a good girlfriend currently, but that side of her wasn't shown. She said that she felt like she looked like a bimbo.
Well, we love Corinne. We have appreciated her openness and honesty and her humor. You know, it's always a learning experience, as we've talked about many times. And it you know what, it is helpful to hear people come out and talk about their experience and how it affected them. Speaking of Nick's season, Ashley, Vanessa, who was engaged to Nick after that season of The Bachelor, is now engaged. She got engaged, and Nick commented on the social media post with a very kind comment, which is nice to see.
Yeah, he said, well, thank God I followed you back a week ago to hear this news. He wasn't following her for the past year or so after their breakup. And then continues to say, congrats to you two, lucky guy. Vanessa started dating her lucky man over a year ago for sure. Ben and I got to meet him at one of our Tahoe trips last summer. Wow. That was last summer.
Long time ago.
Time flies by, but he's super nice. He's a great guy.
We're really happy for Vanessa. This isn't an unexpected engagement, but it's one that we still will celebrate. And it is great to see Nick and Vanessa talking again. It's, you know, obviously with Nick coming out with his new Patreon show, it's going to always be interesting to follow along with those interviews and how they actually do speak of their relationship and what they learned. Ashley, you and I are really excited. We've talked about it now for the last couple of weeks, but we have a really cool opportunity with FanVestor coming up. And we really want our fans to get involved. We're teaming up with FanVestor to raise money for No Kid Hungry. You can win a private virtual fantasy cocktail hang with us and three of your closest friends. Plus, you will qualify for a daily $1,000 cash prize when you download the app.
Let me tell you what this experience includes. You're going to get a case of Chris Harrison's Seagram's Tropical Rosé. It is the best drink ever. You're going to get a dozen beautiful long stem roses. Ben's going to send them your way.
That's right.
They're just like the ones at Bachelor Rose ceremonies, and they're from Hidden Garden Flowers. I'm going to help you pick out an outfit from one of my favorite stores, shopfindfunky.com. There's going to be a Bachelor and Almost Famous podcast gift bag that you get. Surprise guests will join the meeting, the virtually, and you'll get a video of the experience to share on social media.
Just download the FanVestor app now at fanvestor.com, the App Store or Google Play, and set up an account to enter to win. You can also buy additional entries with proceeds going to No Kid Hungry. For more information, log on to fanvestor.com, exclusively from host me, Ben, and Ashley from the Almost Famous podcast and FanVestor. Invest with your heart. Our next guest on the Almost Famous podcast is somebody you know well. Somebody that's been on the podcast before, has participated with her husband on an in-depth episode. Actually, if I remember right, it's her very first in-depth episode. Is somebody that is constantly seen through the headlines of trying to do good in the world. And we're pumped to have her on today. Lauren Leindike, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast.
Thanks hey, Lauren.
Hey, Ashley. Hi, Ben. How are you guys?
So good. So good.
Good.
Good. Good to hear.
How are you doing? You posted something on Instagram the other day about how you were feeling a lot of anxiety lately. Anything you want to dive into with us?
I mean, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole or anything, but obviously I'm overwhelmed. I'm dealing with the launch of my brand, which is a big thing for me, something I've been working on for a long time. And I'm also trying to be a good mom and a wife. So there's just a lot on my plate at one time.
And you guys recently just moved into a new house, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So we moved in our new house like 2 months ago, and we're actually also remodeling our house. So that's another huge thing.
Holy cow. Real quick, I want to pause you here because it's funny, Lauren, my grandma and my aunt both follow you on social media to like keep up with your life as a mother and as a wife. And they both follow me too, but like, it's always impressive to me how much they know about you. And, so on behalf of them, I feel like I need to take a second here and just ask, what does it mean for you to be a good wife and a good mother? Like, if we could dive into that a little bit, what are you trying to do?
So I guess on the front of being a good mom, I have a 1-year-old daughter, for those of you guys that don't know. And I think for me, the most important thing is just setting a good example for her and showing her that she can do it all and she can be happy while doing it. So, part of the reason I'm doing this clothing line is because I want to show her that she can do the same in her life too. So there's that. And then also just making sure that there's time for me to be with her and have quality time and teach her how to swim and talk and do everything that she likes to do. So that on the mom front. And then on the wife front, obviously you have to spend quality time with your significant other too to make sure they're happy. So it's just, it's more of like a balance of time that is difficult to do, but I'm trying my best at it. So yeah.
On the same note as Ben, when I look at your Instagram, I'm like, how does she do it all plus look so pretty and put together doing it?
You're hilarious.
No, seriously, me and Jay talk about it all the time. We're like, her hair is like perfectly done. Her makeup is perfectly done. But like, I know that you are probably, you're probably like doing something towards work at all times, whether it's your, you know, personal life or your brands.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically every day, whether it's the weekend or the weekday, we're doing something that is for work. So maybe that's why I'm always looking put together, but yeah. I guarantee you it's not always like that.
Well, let's transition then over to your most recent project, something you've already kind of hinted at and that you've been working hard on. You are coming out with your lifestyle line, Shades of Rose. Lauren, for anybody out there listening, tell them about it.
So I started working on Shades of Rose about 2 years ago. And I guess I've always just had this passion since I was in high school. I did a little modeling for fun. I wouldn't say I was serious about it, but I met this really cool designer locally in Seattle who helped me design a bathing suit with her. And that was kind of what inspired my passion to go down and design my own clothing line.
So it's called a lifestyle line. I have a question. Is there anything beyond clothes?
Well, for right now, it's just going to be clothes. I'm thinking about branching into like kids' clothes, maybe, you know, maternity or possibly even like interior stuff in the future. But that's far down the line.
Your houses always look so perfect too. So I think a lot of people will be interested in that furniture home decor line.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love doing that stuff.
When is the official launch of the brand?
So the official launch of the brand is tomorrow on August 18th.
I got my my picks, my favorite items from your line delivered to my door today. I am in Rhode Island, but it's in LA, and I can't wait to put it on.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I hope
this stuff is so cute. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna need every single item she's got.
Thank you. Yeah, I really hope that you love them.
Well, for anybody out there listening, you can go to theshadesofrose.com. Again, the launch is August 18th. I'm assuming just because of you, Lauren, and also the quality of the product, that sales will go quick. And so make sure you get online as soon as you can, as soon as you wake up, and check out The Shades of Rose by Lauren Leyendyke. Lauren, thanks for coming on. And we wish you the best and the most success in this. This is going to be a lot of fun, and we are incredibly supportive of you.
Before we let you go, Lauren, is there any little thing that Alessi is really into these days? She's starting to say a lot of words. Like, what was her first word?
Yeah, so Alessi is a busybody. She's so independent, only at 1 year old. She's talking all the time in her own little language. She's constantly like babbling. That's really cute. And then she also just learned how to swim underwater. So I think that's probably her new favorite thing. She loves dunking herself under the water and holding her breath. And she's really proud of herself. So it's really cute to watch.
No way. That's so cool.
That's impressive. Yeah.
That's really impressive.
It's a big deal. Actually, my buddies and I were at the lake 2 weeks ago, and we were trying to hold our breath underwater for as long as we could, and we're not very good at it anymore. So, Alessi, good for you.
You might have you pretty soon.
I'm pretty sure I was scared to do that until second grade, so she's ahead of the game.
Yeah, I know. I was for a while, too, so I'm really impressed with her.
And I still got to plug my nose.
Well, Lauren, you're the best. Thanks again, and best of luck tomorrow on the launch.
Thank you.
If you need anything, let us know.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Next week, we have Nick Vial coming on. He's going to talk about his GOAT episodes and his in-depth interviews with his girls. But until then, I've been Ashley.
And I've been Ben. We'll talk to you soon, everybody.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.